caricias y tu mano, tu mirada dulce, la que un día me cautivó. Ay, pero hoy tengo que decirte que te quiero y que estoy enamorado de tu beso.
Flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you are listening to a short and sweet half hour of flamenco, which is brought to you twice a month by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, which is broadcasting from 90.3 FM in the city of Minneapolis, in the state of Minnesota, in the United States of America. And we're streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. Well, I have seriously misplaced the CD from our last show, which I was going to continue playing. And there's really not that much space in my little condo to misplace things. But I do have a... I call him a cybergeist who lives there and who makes things disappear from time to time. So I think he's holding this in cyberspace right in front of my face while I'm there at home. Nonetheless, I can't play it for you. No, I certainly cannot play it for you because I can't find it in cyberspace. So I'll have to wait till he gives it back. In the meantime, we're back. I was playing part of this a while back, the first album of the Young Flamencos. I think at this point they called it, it was printed in English, and this was the first one, and it said the Young Flamencos in English, and then underneath it said Los Jóvenes Flamencos. And that was the group called Ketama. And the piece that they were singing is called Chupendi, which is kiss in gypsy dialect. They, what they did was called cool flamenco. And it was sort of the great invention of the late 80s. Ketama was it was a combination of two gypsy clans, the Habichuelas of Granada, and then José Miguel Carmona and the Sorderas of Jerez. And in the business, they were called a European pop group. And they called the style of this song a salsa bamba. Hmm. So next up, the very famous Jorge Pardo, a horn player, a flamenco horn player, with a piece called Que de Flauta, which is a multi-tracked fandangos. And Que de Flauta means so many flutes, which there obviously are with this multi-track. And I think that Jorge Pardo came to flamenco from the Paco de Lucia band. So here's Jorge up next. You know, I really love that piece of music, and every time that I hear it, which isn't all that often, I am just so delightfully surprised by the melodic choices that he makes in that piece. And if I didn't know it were a fandangos, I wouldn't know it was a fandangos. Up next, we are going to hear a piece, a song, called Lo Bueno y Lo Malo by Ray Heredia, another famous gypsy family. And Ray was one of the founders of Ketama. But he left for a solo career. And unfortunately, he died very young, just after he released his first solo album. So this is from that album, Lo Bueno y Lo Malo.
Me siento algo extraño, mi cuerpo se agota, mi alma lo nota. Se ven en el mundo mentiras de otra boca, la loca envidia que trae la mentira. Palabras tan falsas que por mi mente pasan, hoy pasan. Mucho tiempo se pasa y los años me cansan de ver las mentiras que traen gente vana. Tiempos tan vilos, yo sé que me pasan. Mentira, palabra y todo es una farsa. En un momento de ansia con ganas, quisiera decir lo que siento en mi alma. La vida pasa, hoy pasa y yo. Pasa hoy. pasa, hoy pasa. Paso la vida pensando que la vida pasa, hoy pasa.
Well, too bad we didn't get to hear more from that gentleman. The next number is dedicated to the guitarist, the local guitarist, Ross Felrath, who is a member of the Twin Cities Flamenco Collective. And we were talking about, he was playing for our classes the other night, and we were talking about the famous guitar riffs for Bulería. And we were talking about Pata Negra's Blues de la Frontera, where many of those riffs were played, one of them being Diego del Gastor's riff. And Ross was saying that, and I remembered having heard this before, in fact, Juan del Gastor told us this when he was in town, that nobody played it the same way that Diego had played it. They riffed on it, and he liked Juan, of course, liked Diego's rendition best. Pata Negra is the gentlemen in Pata Negra are Rafael and Raimundo Amador, and they're Sevillian brothers, and they have been called the original gypsy rockers. They loved rock and roll and soul. They learned soul music, which was readily available from a nearby air base just outside of Sevilla. And then they learned, of course, deep flamenco from their dad and from their contemporaries, the Montoya family. So this is the title track of their album of the same name, which the Spanish press chose as the album of the 80s. And this is, for those of you who know Bulería's riffs that are borrowed by many, many guitarists, you will hear most of them right now. Thank you. Kept on jamming after they were faded out. Probably a long time, I'm guessing. That really is a classic cut. Next up, the Sevillan Rafael Requeñi. He was indisputably a very great guitarist and very adventurous guitarist. He played with accompanied many different people from many different countries on many different instruments. And this particular piece that we're going to hear is called Santa Cruz. And interestingly enough, it's a soleá, but interestingly enough, it chooses to follow the melodies of the cante rather than, excuse me, rather than the traditional melodies of the guitar for soleá. So let's see if you can hear that.
Mm-hmm.
couldn't hear it. So that's another one that I'm glad was explained to me, because I never would have heard melodies of the cante in that, though it, I don't care what it was. It was beautiful. So we're signing off today with Ramon el Portugués, who was from Extremadura, which is a provincia right next to Portugal. And Ramon was, he's a singer, and he's more concerned really with tradition than with change. So he preserves the regional style of Extremadura, whose master was Porinas de Badajoz. Tomatito is the guitarist on this piece, which is called, interestingly enough, and a good way to end a show, Lecciones de la Vida, Lessons of Life. So one of the lessons of life is, if you enjoyed the show today, tune us back in again in a couple of weeks. And if you didn't enjoy the show today, tune in a couple of weeks anyway, because who knows, maybe you'll enjoy that show. So Cristina de Sacramento and KFAI are wishing you a beautiful week of warmth and sunshine.
llamabas a Dios y yo perdí mi esperanza y nadie me la encontró. Válgame un vivero en el cielo y nadie me la encontró. Sentimiento y compañerito del alma.